97.7 FM KNZR. God bless America, and welcome back, buddy. Yeah, it's the third hour of the Jazz McKay Radio Show. You're stuck with me for another 60 minutes. Then, of course, Ralph Bailey comes in. Calm things down for you just a little bit, the Ralph Bailey Show. Following Bailey at 6 o'clock, the amazing, the great one, Mark Levin. As I told you the other day, it's becoming a regular part of my show prep, that continues every single day at 6 o'clock, sitting at my computer and researching stories for the next day while I am listening to Levin at 6 o'clock here on KNZR, 1560 AM and 97.7 FM, and enjoying every minute of it. Love the Mark Levin Show. All right. Also, listen, last week we talked about this woman, Danielle Malau, I believe is how you pronounce her name, 24 years old. She is a methamphetamine addict. She gave birth the baby was stillborn. In 2009, a baby boy was in her womb, and she was doing so much methamphetamine that the child died. There's some technical terms for it, but basically died of methamphetamine overdose. So she gets pregnant again, has another child, and at the age of 6 weeks, while on a methamphetamine binge and also suffering from what she describes as postpartum depression, stabbed her baby, attempted to kill her baby. Now, you know me, folks, I don't, when it comes, first of all, I don't buy the postpartum depression thing. I never have. I'm not a psychologist by any stretch of the imagination, so don't listen to me. I'm a tap dancing monkey with a freaking radio show. I don't buy postpartum depression as a real condition. And when it comes to drug abuse and drug use or abuse, and all drug use really is drug abuse. All drug use is drug abuse. I cannot excuse anyone's behavior, especially meth. Especially meth or cocaine, I can excuse nobody's under any circumstances. I don't think this gives anybody the wholesale right to do things and cause harm to other people, and in particular to an innocent six-week-old child. Now, she was tried and she was arrested. She was tried, and I believe there was a deal that was struck between the district attorney and her lawyer, and they went into the courtroom, and the judge, I think it was 12 years, I believe, is that correct, that the district attorney was asking in this case. The judge, however, saw things differently. Judge Charles Bremer, who's been on this program before, Charles Bremer saw it a little bit differently, and after careful consideration, decided that the 12 years, that's a little too much. The postpartum depression and the drugs, well, I'll tell you what, 9 months, does that sound good? And she's had been in jail for 8 months already, time served, boom, 30 days out, and goes into rehab, and she'll probably end up getting her baby back. So we've talked about this on the program several times here at KNZR, and her attorney joins us now, Mark Anthony Raimondo. Is that correct, Raimondo? Am I pronouncing your name right, Mark?
You're doing a perfect job, Chet. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. I appreciate you being with us. Now, you contacted us today and said that you had heard from some folks that we had talked about this, and you wanted to come on and give it a little different perspective.
Sure, Chet. First, I want to say I'm a big fan, and so is my old man, and he said, man, you got to call Chaz up, man. He's really doing your girl wrong. And so I wanted to call up. I listened to the show last week when you had on the assistant district attorney. I think Ms. Kohler was on.
Right.
You know, there were some things, in the criminal courtroom, in any courtroom, one little bit of a factual scenario can make a huge difference. And there are some things that are, taken out of context here that I kind of wanted to at least inform you and inform your public how this kind of went down.
Yeah, because...
it's not exactly the way you're portraying it.
Well, the public is pretty upset about it, I'll tell you that. Nine months for attempted murder?
Well, I think one of the situations that kind of had some misinformation was not having the actual district attorney on and having the supervisor who didn't really have all the factual... And what happened here was is we took what's classically called an open plea, which basically means we have some things that are still... we want the court to consider. We don't want to waste the court's time with a full trial. She's very likely going to get found guilty of the second count, which was child endangerment. We'll plead her guilty the same way as if she got found guilty, and then we'll decide what's a fair sentence within the range. And so that could have been anywhere from probation up to 12 years. We were all pretty confident she wasn't going to get the upper term. There was nothing about her past. Upper term sentences are really for repeat offenders, been to prison before. So it was really, was it going to be the middle, 8 or 9 years?
Mark, let me ask you, if you had actually gone to trial and the stillborn baby in 2009 was brought up, would that be allowed or would that not have any bearing on this case and not?
Listen, we all have our personal feelings when life begins, and I think you and I are on the same page with that. But the law, love it or hate it, basically says that a mother... An embryo is not alive until it's born. And there's, and it's not exactly clear what caused the embryo to die. The placenta, I believe, tore, and that happens a lot of pregnancies. It could have been somewhat related to her lifestyle. It could have been related to her stress. It's a little bit unclear, but it wasn't a crime either way, so it wasn't really fully investigated 2.5 years ago. But on the current situation, so what happens when you have an open plea is the entire case file goes to the Kern County Probation Department. The Kern County Probation Department does an independent, neutral, fair analysis of the case, and they make a recommendation. And their recommendation within the anywhere from probation up to 12 years was 6 years.
Okay.
They said, with everything considering, this girl should not get any more than the lowest possible prison sentence of 6 years. And at that point, all we asked for was one step below that, saying, okay, judge, you could give her 5 years in prison on the one hand, which would solve next to nothing, or you can give her as much time as you want suspended and, structure a program for her that might have a chance, to turn this young girl's life around. And all things considered, a lot of details I can't get into over the phone, on the radio, but doctors were supporting her, entire family supported her. A local doctor here that's kind of the Kern County DA's go-to psychologist saw her and was taken by her situation, offered her free counseling as part of her rehabilitation, free psychotherapy for a year. He was so sure of her amenability to treatment. Her entire family, every single one of them is a victim. Every single one of them lost, or was a part of the little six-week-old baby's lives. Every one of them, not a single person wanted Danielle to get anything more than a chance to turn her life around, with no prior record. So when you consider that probation was saying only 6 years, the minimum, and that the judge just took one step down, it kind of changes the context. There's no way she was going to get 12.
No, I understand that. Well, I guess that would remain to be seen. If there's a sentencing phase, doesn't the jury make a recommendation? I mean, the judge...
No, not at all. This is completely... We saved the county money by taking the deal early. There was never a trial. There was never
no,
a jury.
No, I know, but if there was a trial, if
no,
there
the
had...
jury would never make a recommendation.
Okay. No, you're right. Maybe not 12 years, but I certainly think 6 or even 5 is acceptable. Don't you think, under the circumstances, Mark? I mean, I know you're her. You represented her, but don't you think that 9 months and 8 months time served and she's back. All she has to do is go into drug rehab. She's on probation for 5 years. Don't you think that's a little lean?
Well, I mean, I'm not in the business to judge the judgment of punishment. I mean, how much of it really does help in the big picture? We are talking about a girl that was put in an unbelievable situation. She was absolutely clean and sober when the baby was born. She was manipulated, and she cried out for help. There's a lot of details I can't go into. Help was denied to her. She was in a very abusive situation.
How old is she again?
She's 24 years old.
No prior criminal record. 24, and well, she has a prior criminal actions in the fact that she takes methamphetamine. She's 24
she's
years old.
She's never been dealt with. She's never been punished.
Look, she's not a minor.
The 9 months that she served over there at the county jail is the most restricted, isolated, like solitary confinement.
I know. I've been in jail.
Because they're scared of somebody might hurt her.
No, listen. You know? Of course, but the thing of it is, it just strikes me that, when someone is making the choice, you say she, was being manipulated. She's 24 years old. She's not 13, 14. She's not a minor. She's not a child being manipulated by a parent or by a boyfriend or something like this. She's old enough at 24 to make her own decisions. She knows that taking methamphetamine is wrong. She has to understand that. She has to know, especially with a six-week-old baby, you don't start taking meth again. I don't care how depressed, postpartum, or otherwise you happen to be. She must know that. She made that choice.
I'm not going to comment on that. I think it's true. I think there is a lot of culpability there. She took a very serious felony that's going to expose her to an automatic 8-year sentence. It's a strike felony. Believe me, the court, the probation officer, everyone is going to be surrounding her for the first time she walks across the street the wrong way. So, it's going to be a highly structured, monitored probation. Everybody wants this to end happily. The baby we're in question, the six-week-old baby who's now 9 months old, is in perfect condition. They keep saying stabbing. It was a lot less significant than that. It was some pokes. Her motherly instincts were fighting against craziness, what was going on.
Some pokes.
Baby was out of the hospital in a couple of days. Full recovery, no long-term damage, perfect, healthy 9-month-old baby. And I think that people keep saying the judge gave us a break. I think any judge, any fair-minded judge in the same situation, given everything that we presented to the court, would have made the same ruling. I think even if you had all the facts, I think you would have made the same ruling.
I don't think so.
Once they came to court,
what are all the facts that we're missing here? This is a public hearing, wasn't it?
It was a public hearing.
You can talk about these things.
There were some abuse issues.
All right. Abuse. Who abused her? Who was abused?
Don't give me
a specific name. Was it a boyfriend? Was it the baby's father?
I can't get into specifics. There was just a number. She had reached out for help because of the postpartum depression.
All right. Where did she reach out for help?
To other family members.
And so what did they do? By her meth?
Basically, the help was denied. She was denied any further help.
They refused to help her, so they're culpable, too, here. You would agree, right?
I'm not in the judgment business, Jeff.
No, I'm talking to you as a human being, Mark. Come on. Sure.
And I think the people that were somewhat responsible all wrote letters to the court explaining how Danielle had reached out for help, how they ignored the symptoms, how there was her own selfish reasons for ignoring the symptoms. Those were all presented to the court. We had a local prominent doctor as well as a doctor that's recognized nationally on postpartum depression, thoroughly interviewed Danielle, look at the situation. Everybody said that she didn't deserve a second chance, but she would be a great candidate for rehabilitation. I mean, yeah, could the state get their 4.5 or 5 years out of her in state prison cell? I mean, what would that solve in the big picture?
Oh, listen. Now listen to yourself. What it would solve is that we as a society, especially us in Kern County and Bakersfield, would know that justice had been done.
You'd be on the radio saying 6 years is too low.
No, I probably would agree with 6 years. 12, I would prefer 12, sure. I don't cut anybody's slack. Anybody slack that does methamphetamine. I know what this drug does to people. I've witnessed it in hell. I was on meth at one time in my life. I know, Mark, what this drug does. And I just cannot cut anybody slack, especially someone who attempts, you say she poked her. Was it a knife, by the way? Was it a fork? What did she poke the baby? You're saying
it was a very small knife, from what I understand.
Okay, a very small knife can do an awful lot of damage on a little six-week-old baby. I just can't fathom it. I really can't. We'll take a break.
I'm hoping in the future we can come back in a couple of years and we can talk about the success story and how we can make a difference without just throwing the key away on everybody. And we got to make a difference in these people's lives and hopefully turn our community around.
Well, listen, can you stick around or do you have to roll?
Sure, yeah, I got plenty of time. No problem.
Okay, let's take a break. break, and we'll be back. More with Mark Anthony Raimondo. And you, if you have questions or comments, call 399-1560, 1-800-248-1560. We'll return after this at 1560 AM, 97.7 FM, KNZR.
Chaz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM, KNZR.
Are you as healthy as you want to be? Ready to start the new year off right? Start with making the right shopping choices. Shop Lassen's Natural Foods and Vitamins, where your health and happiness is their main focus. Family-owned, Lassen's has been providing healthy foods and vitamin supplements since 1970. Lassen's offers the best in organic produce, natural meats and dairy, and a full-service deli and a juice bar with only the finest ingredients. Lassen's also presents the best in body care products in the industry. Our health tip for you today is elderberry extract. It supports your immune system during the winter cold and flu season. Research shows it has ability to stop viruses from reproducing and help regulate immune system response. It is available in liquid or lozenge form. With all of the many different foods and healthcare products available, we know it can be a little overwhelming. Lassen's friendly and knowledgeable staff is available to answer your questions. Stop by Lassen's today to start your healthy lifestyle, located on California Avenue in the Mervyn Shopping Center.
Hey, everybody, it's Ralph Bailey, The Ralph Bailey Show. Did you know that the great bankruptcy deal being offered by Curtis Floyd to Floyd Horgan is still available? That's right. Call today, 633-2055. That's 633-2055. And find out how you can put $550 down and work out payments for the remaining $1,000. Or if you suffered an injury on or away from the job, boating, or motorcycle or car accident, call Curtis today, 633-2055. 633-2055. Tell them you heard about it on KNZR.
United Way of Kern County wants to remove some of the stress of tax season. Get your taxes done for free. If you earned less than $50,000 in 2011, you can have your taxes prepared for free by the Kern FIDA Partnership. IRS certified volunteers are ready to help you prepare your taxes, save hundreds of dollars in fees and high interest loans, and get your refund in your pocket in about a week. Last year, the Kern FIDA Partnership helped families put over $7 million back in their pockets. To find the tax site nearest you, dial 211.
Hey, nice shot.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, did I tell you that my house was rated 140 through Energy Upgrade California?
Energy Upgrade California? What's that?
Well, it's California's new program that helps you make home improvements that can save energy and make your home more comfortable. Think of it as a whole home rebate that rewards you for addressing your home energy efficiency needs as a system instead of piece by piece.
Well, if your house ranked 140, mine would be 200.
Nah, it's like golf. You don't want a high score. But yours might be a 200 with that old air conditioner and the leaky ductwork you have.
Your air conditioner is the largest user of energy in your home. But there are other components to make your home energy efficient. Learn how you can make your whole home more efficient by having it tested. You'll receive a report of what problems you have and how to correct them. Rebates up to $4,500 are available to make your home more comfortable while you save money on utility bills. Call Oasis Air Conditioning to find out more about this money-saving program at 322-COOL.
Hey,
that's 322-COOL.
The City of Bakersfield Recreation and Parks Department is taking applications for Spring Adult Softball Leagues. The Slow Pitch Games will be held on weekdays at the Mesa Marin Sports Complex and at local city parks. Registration continues through February 17th, with games beginning the week of February 27th. To sign up your team or for more information, call 326-3866.
Rush Limbaugh.
We're sick and tired being called racists and bigots and sexists when all we want is the best for everybody.
Way to get on my bad side is when I hear that somebody that has tried to kill her own baby is given a 9-month sentence and probation and a little pat on the head and go on home now. Everything's going to be fine. We're talking with Mark Anthony Raimondo. He was the defense attorney in the case involving the mother who did attempt to stab her, baby, 6 months nine months ago, the baby was 6 weeks old at the time. Mark, what was her state of mind at that moment? Can you tell me?
Well, I can describe it, and we lit it out great for the court. It was just a catastrophic meltdown, of the all the chemistry in her body. You know, she had been sober for quite a while throughout the pregnancy and during the first 5.5 weeks when she was after she had the baby. I just think all the wires got crossed, and I can't describe her state of consciousness.
Was she trying? Was she trying to kill the baby, Mark? Was she trying to kill the baby?
I don't believe so. I don't think it'd be that difficult to kill a six-week-old baby if you really wanted to. There was two loaded guns in the house, two loaded revolvers that were never accessed. I just think I really can't state on what her state of mind was.
How did law enforcement?
From a legal standpoint, though, I would tell you, I think it would have been very, very, very difficult for the district attorney to prove attempted murder. There is a specific intent requirement, which you have to specifically intend to do the act that you're charged with attempting to do.
I know. And you're speaking in legalese and all. I watched Law and Order, so I know how that works. but honestly, stabbing a baby, poking a baby with a knife, it looks to me like she was thinking about killing the kid, Mark. Let's go to the phones. Let's see. I believe Chris is up first. Chris, welcome to the Jazz McKay Show on KNZR. Say hello to Mark Raimondo, please.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good. I'm just curious, during this time of probation and therapy and everything, is she going to be monitored to make sure that she stays off the drugs?
Absolutely.
Will during that whole time?
She'll have numerous random drug tests. Could be twice a week, could be three times a week. She's going to be living in a home where she's going to be locked down for several months, and then slowly being, once the court grants permission, allowed back, maybe to go to the store by herself eventually. And she'll be tested for the next 5 years, whenever they want, when any police officer, probation officer wants, and she'll be scheduled on a random screening quite often, in my opinion.
Well, that's relief.
No, that's something.
Relief. That's something I was wondering about.
Appreciate the call, Chris. Mark, where is the baby now? Who has custody?
She's in an approved foster care program through a family member. My client also had an older daughter, a six-year-old at the time, perfect condition, never any problems with her. She'd gotten pregnant, my client, at 17 and married to the same guy throughout this whole situation. So both daughters are with the same foster parent who is a family member, both doing fine. The other family members all have visitation, but of course my client hasn't had any access for the whole time.
And after, 5 years she will have no access to the child?
She has had no access during this last 9 months since the incident happened. That's going to be for her family law court. They're going to have their own requirements. I would think somewhere down the road, that issue will be resolved, but they're going to definitely err on the side of safety.
No kidding. At least somebody is. Let's get Dale on with us here. Dale, welcome to the Jazz McKay Show on KNZR. Say hello to Barrister Mark Raimondo.
Mark, I can tell you honestly that I don't want to live in a world with a person like you. One of the things that will happen in this society, hopefully, is someday we'll eliminate people like you and the rest of the legal community. You guys have seized control where only your voice is being heard, and your voice is based on a money grab. That you guys have an industry being created for police officers, prisons, lawyers, judges to make money off sick, degenerate people that have no intentions of leaving these drugs alone. And these drugs have now put us in the potential economically and character-wise of bringing this nation to its knees where we might not survive 20 more years. And drugs is the number one factor that's ruined our children and our economy. And you sit here and you promote it and you think it's okay and you think your warped opinion of this is the only voice that's being heard because the public disagrees with you so much and so vehemently. And my opinion doesn't come from not having knowledge. Every time I go into a 7-Eleven or these stores, these people approach me for a dollar for money. And 90% of the time I give them a dollar and I talk to them, and I found out the last 30 years exactly who these people are and what they do. And they have all religiously told me there is no program that works that gets them off drugs. None. There's only one program that works, every one of them told me, is when you're tired of living in a gutter, mm-hmm. You're tired of living with these drugs, you get up off on your hind legs and you quit them. So you guys have no answers. It's just a money grab.
Dale, I appreciate the call. Mark, your response.
You know, I have no comment. I'm very proud of the work that our office has done for Ms. Nello and for my other clients. I'll be the first one to sign a petition to make all drugs legal. I think everyone gets rich off it. The probation department, the police department, the jails, the prisons, everyone's making money off the fact that these guys just want to feel better in a cheap way. We're never going to stop it as a society. It's a big waste of money. So I'm the first one to sign that petition.
Well, I'll be the first one to sign a petition to keep drugs illegal, so I would negate your signature. Next up is Robert. Robert, welcome to the Jazz McKay Show. Say hello to Mark, please.
Hey, Mark. How you doing? How you doing, Jazz?
Good.
You know, I have an observation here. It sounds to me that this is what we commonly call among us people that don't know anything, a plea bargain. Now, as I understand it, a plea bargain requires three elements, a defense, prosecutor, and the judge to go along with it. Why couldn't at any time the district attorney have just simply said, we're not going to accept this plea bargain? I mean, I think, Mark, I don't think you're any prize, but I do understand what you're doing because you're a defense attorney and you're trying to do what you feel is best for your client. I'd like to know from the DA's office why they accepted this. I mean, a plea bargain falls unless you got all three of those elements there, and I'd kind of like to hear both of you guys' responses to it, and that's it.
Judge, if you mind, I go first. Different types of plea bargains. There is what's called an open plea bargain, which this was, or there's a stipulated plea bargain where they say, we're going to give you this, and there's nothing more, nothing less. We took an open plea bargain, which meant anything within the range as possible, from time served, potentially, all the way up to 12 years. The first people who make the analysis for the court to consider is the probation department. It takes a month. They investigate the case. They write a full report. They justify their recommended sentence, and they recommended only the lowest term of 6 years. The district attorney felt like they had some ammunition to get more this way, and we felt like we had some ammunition to explain the situation to the court. When push came to shove and the district attorney saw everything that we had laid out, saw everything that the probation department recommended, they did not ask for 12 years in the courtroom that I was in. They were ready to take the 6 years. And they were pushing for the probation recommendation. But different plea bargains are done different ways. This is what's considered an open plea bargain.
Yeah, that was my understanding when speaking to Andrea Kohler. But the judge makes that final decision. You went in saying, okay, they're requesting six, or the recommendation from probation is six, but we're asking Your Honor to consider a more lenient sentence, right?
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'm not speaking specifically for this judge, but there's nothing else in between statutorily the way the counts worked. The minimum was six or probation. He couldn't have given her four or three or two. It would either give her the 6 years at 85%, which she would have served over 5 years in prison, or give her something more over her head in a very structured probation program.
See, you said something about 5 years, which you said wouldn't have solved anything.
That's debatable.
Well, no, you said that there was a choice of either just probation, which is essentially what she's got now, just probation or the 6 years. But she got 9 months, time served 8 months, 1 month more, then she's out.
What I mean by probation is the most time they can keep you physically in custody on a probation sentence by law is 9 months. So she got the maximum probation sentence, and the rest, and the judge didn't give her six, he gave her eight, kind of as an exchange for this one opportunity. So now if she has any little teeny violations at any time over the next 5 years, she will get 8 years at 85%. She'll serve just over seven.
It's as if she was a third strike, getting ready for a third strike, basically.
Yeah, I mean, basically, she already has a prison sentence. She's already sentenced to prison for 8 years, and she's going to get to go do these other things and be a perfect citizen from here forth for at least the next five years.
She's been sentenced to prison for 8 years?
Been sentenced to prison. It's been suspended. That's what happened. He gave her 8 years suspended.
Okay, I did not know that. I didn't understand that. I thought the sentence was 9 months. So he gave her 8 years suspended sentence. She is on probation for 5 years or the full eight?
No, the most by law you can have somebody on probation is 5 years.
It's 5 years.
He could have gave her 3 years probation, but he gave her the maximum sentence on probation in the county jail, the maximum term of probation, and also the maximum restriction. I mean, she's going to re-ask 150 things that she's going to have to do perfectly. I told my client, if you do 99%, you're going to get an F. It's 100% or nothing. And all of us as a group, her family, myself, my office, we're all going to do everything we can to
You know, my guess, she's going to get an F, my friend.
Okay.
That's
well,
my
I'm,
guess.
I'm hoping that I'll be the first one back on your show. And, you know, I think I am listening to the music too much, but I have a good feeling about this one. All the professionals
I think if you, maybe you do listen to the music. You need to listen to talk radio a little more. I mean, if you're one of these libertarian, let's legalize drugs guys, I think you're listening a little bit too much to the
rock.
Well,
I think one of the problems, you know, everyone's talking about this election. Other problems that everyone's put in so many boxes. I'm a fundamental conservative guy, but, you know, that doesn't mean I agree with everything, you know, on this agenda or that agenda. I'm a strong supporter of the conservative movement in a lot of different areas. But just common sense, though, I mean, we spend at least $1 million a day in Kern County to fight drugs. $1 million a day between the courts, the DA, the probation, the officers, prisons. I can go within 5 blocks of my office and get any drug I want. And so I'm saying it's a failure. It's a waste of money. We can spend the money in a much better way.
Now, it's a waste of money because of the court systems, the way they toss out cases involving drugs. Hey, listen, got to run. Mark, I appreciate it very much. And if she does anything in the next 5 years, you'll be back here to answer, all right?
I'll be back. Thank you for your time.
All right, buddy. Take care.